From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
The U.S. faces an international backlash to its treatment of prisoners on Guantanamo Bay. St. Martin emerging from a tourism blackout following electricity strikes, and why a hotel in disrepair is causing such a stir in Antigua. I'm Emma Joseph, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The U.S. treatment of prisoners from the war in Afghanistan is drawing criticism from both human rights groups and the media, with the issue also being examined in the British Parliament. The United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights, Mary Robinson, has said she's greatly concerned by allegations that Al-Qaeda and Taliban prisoners being held at a U.S. naval base in Cuba are being mistreated. Mrs. Robinson said she wanted the allegations thoroughly investigated. She also reminded the United States of its international obligations towards prisoners of war as specified in the Geneva Conventions.
So that instead of reluctantly conceding that certain humane conditions may be observed, that actually this is the frame. It's bringing perpetrators to justice, it's questioning them on the issues, but the approach is one of recognizing the central importance of the existing international human rights norms and standards. The rules are not changing. The rules are more important than ever.
Mary Robinson in Washington.